people of Southwest Wisconsin. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and PCB Wealth Management. It's 20 degrees, and the time is 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah taking effect overnight, and as of now, is holding. Here's ABC's Martha Raddatz.
Under the agreement, Hezbollah and Israel will observe a 60-day truce. During that period, Hezbollah fighters will move north away from Israel's border, and Israeli troops will gradually withdraw from Lebanon. In the last few months, the exchange of fire has left more than 3,000 dead in Lebanon and at least 70 Israelis killed.
President-elect Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, visiting the Texas border with Mexico yesterday as reports surface that the incoming administration is looking for ways to strip federal resources from cities who refuse to take part in mass deportations. The Northeast is preparing for a wet, rainy Thanksgiving Day. Security stepped up for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. One of the busiest travel days of the year is happening right now. Sunday also expected to be very crowded. This is ABC News. Police in New York City say they have stopped one of the largest theft rings they've ever seen. Five people were arrested, accused of stealing nearly $2 million worth of merchandise from places like Macy's, Ulta Beauty, and Sephora. Up for auction today, some of the biggest names in bourbon.
Looking for hard-to-find bottles of bourbon to toast the holidays or add to a collection? Starting Wednesday, Kentucky opens its first online auction of confiscated alcohol. A new state law allows alcohol from closed criminal investigations to be auctioned off. Bourbons up for sale include two bottles of old Rip Van Winkle, a Blanton single barrel gold in a box with Japanese markings, and a bottle of Four Roses small batch barrel strength 2011. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Australia is a step closer to becoming the first country in the world to ban kids under 16 from social media. The Australian House overwhelmingly passing the bill today. Now it heads over to the Senate, where it is expected to pass. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have settled in nicely at our new home, 930 Sextonville Road, across from Simple Elegance. We are very grateful for those friends who have followed us to our new location. Please make sure that the hospital/clinic has the Prescription Center as your preferred pharmacy. Sometimes your pharmacy of choice has changed, so please check each time. Also, remind your provider before they send a prescription. We don't have a drive-through, but we do have a drive-up. We will run your new or refill prescriptions to your vehicle. When you arrive, park by the door and call. For new prescriptions, call us as you leave the doctor's office so we can fill them and have them ready when you come. Again, it's Part D time. We will pick the plan that's best for you. We do take every plan. There are many changes this year, so let us help you pick the correct plan. Even if you don't come to us, bring me your drug list, and we will make sure that you have the least expensive option. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value. Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Now through December 7th, A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet has amazing deals for the whole family for Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. Buy a regular price twin or full mattress and get a free pillow cub from Pillow Cube. Perfect for teaching kids healthy sleep habits. California King adjustable base is just $150 with the purchase of a California King mattress. Buy two recliners for just $750. Purchase a Mod Max 5-piece sectional and get 25% off all home accessories. Free recliner with the purchase of a sofa and love seat. Get a Cooperite copper-infused queen mattress for only $700. These deals are while supplies last and can't be combined. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center for details. You don't want to miss this sale.
Your Thanksgiving forecast is coming up from WRCO Radio. It is 6 minutes after 7.
Do you get fulfillment by helping others? A career in healthcare may be for you. Schmidt Woodland Hills can make beginning or continuing your career in healthcare easier than you thought. A great way to start is through our CNA class held here on our campus. This 6-week course will teach you everything that you need to know to get your certification. Let us help you grow your future. If you would like to get more information about this program, contact Tyler Kleist at Schmidt Woodland Hills today.
Few traditions are more special than choosing a Christmas tree. For generations, Tom's Trees has been known for quality and value. The tradition continues. Tom's Trees in Muscadet has a great selection of trees, all priced at $40 each, including the large ones. Tom's Trees is open daily from 9 until 6 for the season at 205 South Wisconsin Avenue in Muscadet. Call 608-604-4860. And happy holidays from Tom's Trees.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
Today, the forecast calls for a high of 36, partly to mostly cloudy conditions. Tonight, a few clouds and chilly, a low of 21. For Thanksgiving, some morning sun and clouds filling in, a touch breezy and cooler with a high of 30. Northwest winds at 10 to 15. Thursday night, breezy and cold with stray flurries possible, a low of 16. Friday, 23 for a high, just 23 Saturday, 25 Sunday. It's a chilly stretch, that's right. North to northeast winds are at 2 miles per hour. After the midnight reading of 25, we're at 20 degrees in Richland Center. Good morning from the center today as we pass sunrise time. This is Toby Keith.
It's Friday, we're getting tore up. Headed down to the river in the back of Fred's truck. Remember that one time you said it was so right. Go get juice down by the riverbed tonight. See, it's late now, and I gotta get you home. Your mama don't like me and you being alone. I asked you a couple of times, you said it was alright. Go rooting around the riverbed tonight. Tell me that you love me, if it's true. Crying.
But your daddy don't like me and you being alone. So wake up, baby, let me kiss you goodnight. Hey, little river can wait another night. Tell me that you love me, if it's true.
Oh, yes, an Oklahoma breakdown. That is Toby Keith here on WRCO. Today is Turtle Adoption Day. All right. It's National Pins and Needles Day, all about sewing it up. It's National Family Caregivers Day. We mentioned earlier it's Electric Guitar Day, and it's also National Jukebox Day. That's one that fascinates me. I've always loved the old jukeboxes, the old ones, you know, the bubble tops in the 50s, and then some of the real flashy ones in the 60s, and the cabinet-style ones in the 70s. And how cool, and the memories where you'd go into a little cafe or restaurant, and you'd have your own jukebox selector right there in the booth where you were sitting, and you could kind of mull over the songs, stuff that is from the deep dark past. And, of course, the 45 jukeboxes, too. There are CD jukeboxes. Now I think they play music from the cloud. But I don't know. I'm still in the clouds back in time, I guess. Ooh.
All the floor. While this six string calls my name, baby, I sunshine. I got the rain. He got your loving. I got the pain. He got a lifetime of love to see him through. I got the memories. I got the sand. He got forever to make your dreams come true, girl. I got your letter goodbye. He got you. Sometimes the wine tastes bitter. I got the rain. He got your loving. I got all the pain. He got a lifetime of love to see him through. I got the memory.
Ronnie Millsap on WRCO Radio, and he got you. 7:19, the time. We'll see what old Hank is about. We've got him. He's coming up. And then also birthdays and anniversaries. We'll see who is getting older and wiser, and who, like me, was told through the years, oh, your birthday's too close to Christmas. No, it's not. Come on. Now, somebody's birthday that's on the 24th or 25th, now that's too close to Christmas, but not November 27th. Come on.
This holiday season, Capital One reminds you to give yourself the gift of 1.5% cash back with the Capital One Quicksilver Card.
Can I earn 1.5% cash back on birds?
Birds?
What if you sent your true love 2 turtle doves plus a partridge in a pear tree?
Sure, but why would anyone want that?
The song was very convincing.
Earn 1.5% cash back on all your holiday purchases with the Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Having at least one major credit card and using it responsibly is a great way to build healthy credit. At WCCU Credit Union, We recognize that different lifestyles require different options. If you like to keep it simple, we offer a Platinum card. However, if you enjoy earning perks, you'll love our Ruby Rewards or Emerald Cashback cards. Both come with great ways to earn points and some free travel insurance, too. At WCCU, not only do we offer some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs, but we also service them locally with people you know and trust. With holiday shopping and traveling coming up, now's a great time to apply online for your card at WCCU.coop. Or for more information, visit any of our WCCU offices.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Rural communities are at a higher risk for diabetes, and the majority of these are type 2, which are often preventable. Lifestyle changes like getting active and adopting a healthier diet are the best methods of prevention. If you do develop any type of diabetes, the Richland Hospital and Clinics has a team of certified diabetes care and education specialists who will work with you to help manage the disease. This month, take the time to learn more about your risks and commit to a better future.
Thank you for joining us. It's the midweek edition of The Roundup, Hanko or Fact. Sponsored on WRCO-FM by Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and Syme Funeral Home. It's The Roundup.
The Roundup.
With Phil and Hank. Is Hank full of Hanko? Let's find out now.
It's time for The Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
Here he is, the big turkey.
Well,
hey, Ray.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Well, 45,999 turkeys will be eaten this year.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I didn't get mine. I don't
know where he went. Sounds like
you're hungry. Don't know where he went.
Oh, well, boy.
I got him defeathered, but I don't know what he's doing now.
Oh, so anyway. He's probably chilly.
Are you supposed to kill him before you put him in the roasting pan?
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Although the cartoons, they never did.
Yeah, you know? No, they just stuck it right in there.
They'd put Daffy Duck or Bugs Bunny in a big pot, you know, and they'd
rabbit
take the lid
stew.
Off. Like, come on.
Yeah. But anyway, I do have a complaint. I have an official
really?
Complaint. Yes. So what I was wondering is, why do you still have me, when I sing, out by Highway 14?
I don't know. Why do you? Is this a joke?
No. You always say, if you're singing, stand out by Highway 14.
Oh, okay.
Why is that?
You can harmonize with the traffic sounds.
But it kind of hurts a guy's feelings, though.
It was, does it?
I mean, it was 25 degrees yesterday. I go, Henry, if you're singing, that's out by the road. It's, right. It's hurtful.
Yeah. Workman's comp if you hurt your tonsils, probably.
Yeah. So you still wouldn't pay that? I mean,
probably not. I don't think we could get a bid on that.
So
today is National Jukebox Day.
Oh, that's one of your favorite days.
Absolutely.
Isn't it, buddy?
I actually own a jukebox, so that's pretty cool stuff. So if Hank Bray had a jukebox with one record in there.
One record
on a desert island. Of course, you'd still have to have electricity.
Right.
But what song would Hank have on his jukebox?
Yeah, and you know what? This is going to blow your mind, but it'd probably be John Conley.
Really?
Yes.
John Conley.
Love John Conley.
Song by John, Rose Colored Glasses? Old School.
Yes.
I played that earlier this morning.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know why I like that song, but I do.
Uh-huh.
I love that song. So the next one would probably be, if it's country, Don't Get Hooked on Me. My what?
Mac Davis. Fishing song.
Yeah, AC/DC.
Oh, AC/DC.
Yeah.
That's a good combination.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
sure. Don't Get Hooked on Me. Rock.
Yeah. Bang your head.
Yep. Yeah, but anyway, what about yours?
Well, I assembled mine, you know, and there are 200 selections. Well, 100 records, but the flip sides make it two. So, but I try to assemble ones that I remember as a kid being playing on the jukebox or whatever. And so it goes rock, and then there's some country at the
end. But what would be your number one?
The last song is Happy Birthday. I don't know. I always say Light My Fire by the Doors. That's that's my walk-up song, you know, because I'm the igniter.
Yeah, happy birthday.
No, it's not. No, it's the Happy Birthday is the old traditional Eddie Howard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, big, kind of a big band version.
Is today a big day for you or something?
Today, no. No, today's not a big day.
It's always a big day when we're together, Phil.
Yes, it is. Yeah, absolutely. No, I've got one coming up here in a little while, but not today.
Oh, when is it? Isn't that the
it's coming up?
Yeah, inquiring minds would like to know, Phil.
Well, I get to celebrate it on Black Friday.
Do you really? Mm-hmm. Well, happy birthday, young man. That's awesome. So,
instead of red that day, I'll be wearing black.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, half price.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a special, all right?
You've been special for a long time.
As Coach Rice said, really special.
Really special.
You're really special. Boy, what a great way to put it out there. Give it your all.
What a make your parents proud.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. They're the ones with the bags on their head at the top of the bleachers.
And you should wear one, too.
Yeah, exactly. So the unknown comic. Yep.
So anyway, a little truth or Hanko today?
What do you have?
Well, Thanksgiving was first celebrated in 1621, Phil. Is that a bunch of truth or Hanko? 1621.
I'll say that's true.
It is true. It's a fact. The first Thanksgiving was celebrated by the Pilgrims and the Wambago, something Native Americans in 1621 in Plymouth, Massachusetts.
How about that?
Yeah, that's amazing.
3 days.
Yeah, 3 days.
3 days of celebrating.
Yeah.
And there was no turkey.
No turkey.
Nope.
The average, here's one for us, Philip. The average American consumes about 3,000 calories on Thanksgiving Day.
Probably.
Yeah, it's.
I would say yes.
Yeah, studies estimate the average Thanksgiving meal contains from 3 to 4,500 calories in one sitting.
I thought it was for the whole day.
No.
Just one meal.
One meal.
Now generally I'll have like a light breakfast and then just eat some olives, you know, and snack a little bit.
You like olives?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Black or green?
Oh, either or. Found something Hank doesn't like.
Oh, olives is it. Anyway.
Too bad. You're missing out. Have a raisin.
Well, turkey was the main dish for the first Thanksgiving, Phil.
No, that's not true.
No, while turkey is now a staple, the first Thanksgiving meal included venison, fish, native vegetables like corn and squash.
Ah, so good stuff. Yeah.
So you just basically answer that one with the first one. Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, is the biggest holiday of the year.
Holiday of the year?
Or shopping day of the year.
Biggest shopping day of the year. I would say that's true.
It is true. Often considered the biggest shopping day due to steep discounts and early holiday deals.
Mm-hmm. Big prices.
We got a huge deal going on here at WRCO.
What's it?
Well, for sales.
Oh, for sales.
Oh, yes.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it's a Black Friday deal. You get it now through December the 7th, so you have to call for details. Great deal, though.
All right.
So if you have a business that you want to push your...
Way to...
For the cheers.
Way to sell yourself.
Talk to the one guy out front.
That's awesome. Yeah. I thought maybe you were selling your 8-track player.
No. It's... it was the one before, one right after the 8-track player. Do you remember the laser?
Oh, laser disc?
Yeah.
That was for video.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's for sale.
Really? Okay. Yeah, yeah, those
it doesn't work,
cool.
But it's for sale.
Big silver records you put on there and watch the movie. They scratched easy.
Right.
You'd be sitting there watching the movie and it would stick.
Yeah, so let's see here. Canada celebrates Thanksgiving on the same day as the United States, Phil.
Who does?
Canada.
Canada.
Canadian bacon.
New country. I don't think so.
No, it's not. Canada celebrates Thanksgiving on the second Monday of October.
Oh, boy.
Cranberries are native to North America and were likely present at the first Thanksgiving.
I'm going to say that's not true.
It is true.
Is it true?
Yeah.
Wow.
Cranberries are native to North America.
Right, they are.
And were used by indigenous people long before the first Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that.
I thought they were only grown in Warrens, Wisconsin, so they wouldn't have had them.
Exactly, yeah. Benjamin Franklin wanted the turkey to be the national bird of the United States.
I think that's true.
It is true. Franklin thought the turkey more respectable than the bald eagle. He called it a bird of bad morale character.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. The Thanksgiving leftovers always taste better than the main meal.
Oh, they do.
They do. Absolutely. Leftovers are over 89% of the people say they do. A magical ability to taste better because you can probably eat them in your PJs.
Oh, yeah. That's probably true. Yep. I don't know. I think it's something with when it kind of sits. And it seems like the flavor gets better, when it cools off, you know. I kind of like things at room temperature. I think you can kind of taste them better at that time. So
yeah, probably.
Don't leave them out too long. But
and you know, I love mashed potatoes in room temperature.
Oh my there goodness. You go.
A little bit of sour cream.
Oh, sour cream. Oh, yeah.
So the average turkey, Philip, weighs more than your family dog.
Well,
and you got it's an on average.
Let me see. I think that's true.
It is true, Philip. The average Thanksgiving turkey weighs about 15 pounds, bigger than most dogs who aren't Labradors or Great Danes.
Oh, yeah.
They both, a 15-pound turkey probably takes both of mine.
Sure. It probably does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a poor old Squirt, and he only weighed a couple of pounds, you know. We bought a 14-pounder this year for turkey.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Going to have some leftovers.
Yeah. Can't wait till Friday.
Yeah, if you want to come over Thursday, you can come over too.
What time will that be?
Oh, I think by the time we finally get it going, probably around 4, because we have kids coming in and at all different times.
Right.
And plus the Bears play the Lions.
Yeah.
So not much will be getting done in the kitchen at that point, I don't think.
You know what time they play at noon?
Or I think it's like 11:30 they kick off. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I'm not gonna go there.
It'll be quiet in the kitchen.
It's going to be quiet everywhere in the house, too.
Right.
I hope the Bears beat them. I really do. I really, really do.
Well, they've been playing pretty even with everybody they played in the last few weeks.
Yeah. Bears playing good football. It's just that Fail Mary killed them.
Get over the top. See what happens.
Buddy, I hope you and your family and everybody out there have an awesome, awesome Thanksgiving. And just to let everybody know, we are very thankful for everybody here.
Absolutely.
I mean, I am truly thankful for everybody. Well, yeah. So
great staff. We've had a great year.
Oh, it's and our clients and our listeners. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. So anyway, Phil, I'll see you tomorrow around 2. That way I can.
Oh, yeah. Coming over?
No.
Oh.
But anyway, have a good day. Everybody be kind.
Sounds good. Well, enjoy your Marie calendars. They really do a good job of those. And the green beans are kind of al dente in those Marie calendar frozen meals.
Is that because they're dented?
They could be.
Yes.
Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliecarons.com or send us a text at 608-647-3632. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels, custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors? From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
You're only as old as you feel may be a cliche, but it holds some truth. Exercising can boost your energy, improve your mood, and lower your stress. At Simon's Recreation Complex, they have many older adult members who prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And don't worry about your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted memberships through programs like Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs cater to all fitness levels and abilities, offering over 20 water and land exercise classes each week. You'll also have access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether you join a class or work out solo, improving your fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to discover why many of the adult members in the community call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Call 647-8522 or visit simonsrec.com.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
For over two decades, Jewell Associates engineers in Spring Green have proudly served our community. They extend their gratitude to all their clients, whether their projects are big or small. The dedicated professionals and technical staff are the backbone of Jewell Associates' success. Jewell Associates engineers salute the River Valley Blackhawks for their outstanding achievements on and off the field. Jewell Associates engineers, proud to be a part of your success, and go Blackhawks!
Notes on this day in history, 1924, Macy's first Thanksgiving Day parade, billed as a Christmas parade, took place in New York. 1934, bank robber and public enemy number one, Lester Joseph Gillis, better known as George Babyface Nelson, was killed in a gun battle in Barrington, Illinois. On the side of entertainment, 1980, the sitcom Bosom Buddies, starring Tom Hanks and Peter Scolari, premiered on ABC. And in 2021, the Taylor Swift song All Too Well hit number one. It became the longest number one hit at 10 minutes and 13 seconds. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from The Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes today to Kylie Norris. That's from Richland Center Primary School. And also to Kylie Gail Norris, 7 today. Lots of love from Grandpa. To Lilia Faber from Mom, Dad, Isaac, Isabella, Evan, Jacob, and Aaron. Greetings to Brooklyn Dickey from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. Elaine Bauer from the Richland Area Senior Citizens. Verlin Coy from Mick Memorial Park Board. Thanks for everything you do at the park. You are so appreciated. And happy birthday from Jay and Linda. Enjoy your special day today, Verlin. Happy birthday from all your friends and neighbors. Enjoy! Greetings today to Jerry McGlynn from the Durst Cousins. Happy 87th birthday to Grandma D. Love Ashley, Jared, Paige, Shayla, and Brennan. To Paige Bell, happy birthday from Grandma Bell. Also from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club, we salute Jason Faber. And happy birthday, Jason, from Heather, Isaac, Isabella, Evan, Jacob, Aaron, and Lilia. Have a great day today. To Michael Foyt, from your mother and brother, happy 60th today, Michael. From the Bloom City Town Crier, we salute Tom Rico today. Happy birthday on the 27th to Jared Schneider and Lucas Turgeson. from Richland Center United Methodist Church. From the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions, happy birthday wishes to Tony Garut and Grayson Nanke. Richland Center Lions today with wishes to pass along on the airwaves to Royce Sittig, Mary Dobbs, Kirk McCauley, and Jody Carter. Happy anniversary, Terry and Barbara Nimix. Happy 53rd to my wife, Barb Nimix, from your husband, Terry. Greetings today to Barb, 53, is that how old she is? Maybe, I don't know. Have a great day today. Andy and Suzanne Anderson, they celebrate an anniversary today. So all the best to the wild neighbors down the road there in Sextonville. Have a great day, Andy and Suzanne. And we have a note today from Willow Valley United Methodist Church, wishing you the best on your anniversary.
Do you need to find a unique gift for someone special? Or maybe you just like one-of-a-kind items that nobody else has? This is Jamie at J.J. Walls Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and we have put together a super cool collection of estate jewelry. Antique, vintage, mid-century, 80s, or even just used modern items. We have items from rings, earrings, diamonds, and necklaces, to bracelets and pocket watches, plus some repurposed items, men's and women's jewelry. If you like unique gifts that aren't expected, estate jewelry is the way to go. Oh, the best part? Estate jewelry is cheaper than new. J.J. Walls Jewelers in downtown Richland Center.
This is Heather from the Creative Outlet, where we are grateful that you are shopping locally this holiday season.
From all of us at WRCL, a happy Thanksgiving.
You gotta be thankful for the Bible, Jesus, and your mom and dad. For your bike and for your clothes and for your butter and your bread. For your shoes and socks and under things and all the clothes you wear. And be thankful for your nose and your hair. That's what Thanksgiving is. You gotta be thankful for your eyes and ears and fingers and your hands, for your legs and for your arms and for the folks who understand, for your music and your books and for your teachers and your school, and be thankful that you're warm and that you're cool. That's what Thanksgiving is. Thankful for your food, for the turkey and the ham. Gotta be thankful for the milk and cookies, jelly and the jam. For the road and for the car and for the bus and for the drive. And you really gotta be thankful you're alive. That's what Thanksgiving is. You gotta be thankful for the sun and moon and wind and rain and air, for the bed and for the bath and for the table and the chairs, for the friends and for the toys and TV and the radio, and be thankful that your record player goes. That's what Thanksgiving is. Thankful for your dog and for your cat and for your horse. Gotta be thankful for the fish and for the pretty birds, of course. You gotta be thankful for the flowers and the forest and the lawn. And you understand we could go on and on.
T. Hall, and that's what Thanksgiving is. This is Phil Nee wishing you the best. Joanne has the news next.
Our Black Friday blowout starts now. Prepare to be wowed. For only $5.99, get a power recliner that's going to elevate your home theater experience. The Easy View adjustable headrest puts your head and neck in optimum position for reading or watching TV, even if you're fully reclined. With one-touch power controls and LED lights, you'll be impressed by the zero-draw technology, which only consumes power when the USB receptacle is in use. Did we mention there are cup holders and also storage compartments? So you'll never have to look for your remote again. Stay organized and never miss a moment of your favorite movie. Once you sink into the comfortable seating, you won't want to leave. This win-win design is a true stay-in masterpiece. Hurry into Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Sale through December 6th.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 20 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Partly to mostly cloudy today, a high of 36. Tonight, a few clouds and chilly with a low of 21. In Richland Center, we have light northerly winds and it's 20 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. This Friday and Saturday, don't miss our Black Friday deals. 2 days packed with incredible savings, from tools to home accessories, and we've got everything you need at unbeatable prices. Stock up for the holidays or find the perfect gift. Hurry in because these deals won't last long. Walsh's Ace, your place for savings, selection, and service. In Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Baraboo Shared Ride Taxi Service and City Pool were seemingly spared shutting down after the Common Council approved next year's budget Tuesday night. The Common Council initially proposed cutting the city pool, but it will open next year if the community can fundraise to bridge the budget shortfall. Residents said they have already raised $4,000. City officials had also proposed slashing the shared ride taxi, but many community members attended Tuesday's meeting to voice support for it. To save the service, the SSM Health St. Clair Foundation announced it would offer a $50,000 grant to cover about half the needed funds. St. Clair Foundation Director Julia Randles said the organization wants to help create healthier communities.
This was kind of a make or break moment for our taxi service, so to be able to provide some immediate help while we then work to collaborate and create the long-term solution for what this looks like.
The council agreed to accept the grant and pursue funds from state and federal programs. This allows the service to remain open. A bad day for school buses in Wisconsin. A school bus drove into the front of a house in Holman Tuesday morning, injuring one person inside the home. Police are still trying to determine the cause of that crash. Across the state in Racine County, a school bus crossing a highway failed to yield to traffic and was struck by another car. The bus flipped over and ended up in a pond. There were no injuries in that crash. No children were inside of either bus at the time of the crashes. Current President and CEO Eric Borgerding is set to retire next year and be replaced by the WHA Senior Vice President of Government Relations, Kyle O'Brien. Borgerding has worked at WHA for 23 years, the last 10 as CEO, will retire on June 30th. O'Brien will be the organization's seventh leader in its 104-year history. WHA says Borgerding worked to increase the number of doctors and nurses in the state while also overhauling Wisconsin's hospital regulations for a more efficient and cost-effective operation. O'Brien has been with WHA for 12 years. There is a change coming in the leadership of a Wisconsin-based retailer. Kohl's CEO Tom Kingsbury will leave his position in mid-January. Kingsbury became interim CEO at the Menominee Falls-based company in 2022 before being installed in that position permanently. Kohl's named current CEO of arts and crafts retailer Michaels, Ashley Buchanan, to replace Kingsbury. Buchanan was previously a senior executive at Walmart and Sam's Club for 13 years before taking the helm at Michaels in 2020. Kingsbury will take an advisory role for Kohl's until he retires in May. UW-Madison has improved in its research ranking. The university is now sixth out of 920 public and private American universities in research expenditures, according to annual rankings from the National Science Foundation. UW-Madison had ranked eighth since 2018. For the first time, the UW has topped $1.7 billion in research expenditures. Nearly half of UW-Madison's research expenditures comes from federal awards from agencies such as the National Science Foundation, the National Institutes of Health, and the Department of Defense. Conditions have reportedly improved at Wisconsin's youth prisons. The Wisconsin Department of Corrections says the federal monitor at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools noted an improvement in staff and resident attitudes, as well as fewer safety concerns following the death of a counselor earlier this year. The state was forced to look at staffing issues and how residents were being treated after the death of Corey Prue. Two teens are charged in his death. The Monitor found that despite the incident, the two facilities saw overall improvement this past quarter, with fewer complaints about safety from both staff and residents. A Madison man who took part in a deadly shooting last summer is headed to prison. 19-year-old Julius Jones pleaded guilty this summer to reckless homicide in the 2023 gang shooting of 20-year-old Nicholas Taylor Washington. He was sentenced on Tuesday to 15 years in prison. Prosecutors say Jones and two other men shot Taylor Washington outside a party for being a member of a rival gang. Jones originally faced intentional homicide before taking a deal. A former Madison firefighter who was selling cocaine in his fire station has taken a plea deal. 48-year-old Trevor Wiggins pleaded guilty Monday to two misdemeanors. He had been facing multiple felonies for drug trafficking. Police informants brought drugs from Wiggins multiple times during the investigation, including once at the station. Wiggins resigned from his position before the charges were filed in May. Wiggins will spend time on probation, and a felony drug dealing count will be dismissed if he doesn't violate that probation. A Mississippi man gets prison time for assaulting a foster child from Wisconsin. 38-year-old Reginald Wright was sentenced Friday to 8.5 years in federal prison. Wright came to Wisconsin in 2023, picked up an underage girl from her foster home in Madison, and sexually assaulted her multiple times. Police were able to rescue the victim while she was on a bus heading to Atlanta. Federal Judge William Conley told Wright at sentencing he made a sordid decision and dealt serious trauma to a vulnerable child. The 13th annual Richland Center Rotary Lights in the Park begins tonight at Crosscut Park. You can experience the splendor of the show each night through New Year's. The exhibit will be open each night with walkthroughs from 6 to 6:50 and drive-through from 7 to 9. However, please note, new this year, the first three Mondays, December 2nd, 9th, and 16th, will be drive-through only. Also, Santa and Mrs. Claus will be on hand every Friday and Saturday. Parking for the Richland Center Rotary Lights is located at North Park. Participants can enter by crossing the well-lit footbridge. Admission is free. However, donation of a food item to the Richland County Food Pantry, Community Food Pantry, or money to support the Rotary Lights in the Park project is appreciated. Despite the impending closure of the historic community staple, officials say tours of Leinenkugel's Brewery in Chippewa Falls will continue. The brewery will officially be shut down in January as Molson Coors moves production to their main facility in Milwaukee, leaving over 50 workers without jobs. Even though the brewery will no longer be operating as it has for years, the Liney Lodge still plans to offer tours of the facility that have become a major tourist draw. The brewery has been part of Chippewa Falls community for over 150 years.
This Friday is your last chance for Black Friday savings at Town & Country TV and Appliance in Reedsburg and Richland Center. Save hundreds on a brand new line of ranges from Whirlpool featuring air fry technology. Get a dishwasher safe air fry basket free with purchase of these new ranges. Now's the time to schedule delivery of your new range, refrigerator, or laundry. Find previous model year closeouts in both stores, 206 East Main Street, Reedsburg, or 2490 Highway 14, Richland Center, and Town & Country RC.com.
Today is Wednesday, November 27th. Ryan Aaron Chambers, 19 of Richland Center, died November 19th. Funeral services will be held Friday at 4 at the Richland Center Community Center. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will be held Saturday at 11 at the Czech National Cemetery, rural Yuba, with the funeral procession leaving the Pratt Memorial Chapel at 10:30. Friends may call at the Richland Center Community Center Friday from noon until 4. In lieu of flowers, donations may be directed to the family for a scholarship in Ryan's name. Ryan Chambers, 19 of Richland Center. Gerald Edward Wendorf, 86 of Iola, died Sunday. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at the Viola United Methodist Church. A private family burial will be held after the service. Friends may call at the Viola United Methodist Church Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials to St. Croix Hospice, the Kickapoo School District New Sign Fund, or Viola United Methodist Church would be appreciated. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Gerald Edward Wendorf, 86, of Viola. Mark James Delcamp, 66, of Muscadet, died September 21st. A memorial service will be held Saturday at noon at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Mark James Delcamp, 66, of Muscadet. Julie Ann Jarvis, 54, of Richland Center, died October 24th at home. A celebration of life will be held at noon Saturday at Mel's Micro. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Julie Ann Jarvis, 54, of Richland Center. John Hambone Deckert, 54, of Muscadet, died at the Richland Hospital Tuesday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 3 to 5 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. John Hambone Deckert, 54, of Muscadet. Julie Patricia Hamilton, 55, of Blue River, died November 16th after a battle with lung cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 3 until closing time at the Blue River Community Building. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Julie Patricia Hamilton, 55, of Blue River. Forrest J. Frosty Hagenaugh, 74, of Hillsboro, died November 18th at Bluffview Memory Care in Holman. A graveside gathering with military rites will take place Wednesday, December 4th at 11 at the Mount Vernon Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow at the Hillsboro Firemen's Community Center in Hillsboro. In lieu of flowers, memorials would be appreciated to an animal shelter or humane society. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting with arrangements. For Forrest J., Frosty Hagenaugh, 74, of Hillsboro. Renata Christina Nelson, 59, of Richland Center, died Thursday. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Burial will be held in the Muscadet Cemetery in the spring. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Renata Christina Nelson, 59, of Richland Center. Mary Frances Harms, 94, of Muscadet, died Monday at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 Saturday, December 14th, at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Saturday, December 14th, from 11 until the time of service at 1. A rosary will be prayed at 10:45. Mary Frances Harms, 94, of Muscadet.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services. Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high of 36. After a low of 20, it's 21 degrees at 8 o'clock.